So if you took like a handful of ocean coral and just crushed it under the sea for a million years, or if you somehow froze the gas bubbles of a boiling hot spring, you'd actually end up with the materials you're probably looking at for your next kitchen remodel.
Yeah, it's pretty wild to think about.
Right. Welcome to today's deep dive. We are unpacking this comprehensive guide from stone specialist Unica to, really demystify travertine and limestone.
Because it's not just about picking a pretty color in a showroom.
Exactly. It's about how these stones actually survive your daily life and where they come from is key.
Right, so both of these are fundamentally made of the exact same stuff. I mean, it's sedimentary calcium carbonate,
Yeah.
but their origins are, well, they couldn't be more different.
Okay, break that down for us.
Sure, so limestone forms over millions of years at the bottom of the ocean. You've got shells, coral, algae, just slowly settling.
Just piling it up on the seabed.
Yeah, piling up. And then the relentless pressure of the ocean just compresses all that organic material into a really dense, uniform stone.
So it's basically like a dense, compressed underwater lasagna.
That is a great way to picture it. And then on the flip side, you have travertine. That forms in a much more dynamic, freshwater environment. Think mineral-rich hot springs and cave systems.
Okay, so totally different vibe.
Completely. As the heated water flows, it rapidly deposits those layers of calcium carbonate. But here's the kicker. Carbon dioxide gas bubbles are constantly trying to escape the boiling water at the same time.
Oh, and they get trapped.
Exactly. The gases literally get trapped in the forming rock, and that's what creates travertine signature pits and, those textured holes.
Okay, so if limestone is the underwater lasagna, travertine is like a heavily aerated loaf of sourdough bread.
Sourdough's perfect, yeah. Full of
Yay!
little pockets.
But wait, that brings up a massive contradiction in my head. If travertine is full of these sourdough holes, wouldn't that make it terribly fragile? Like putting a porous, hole-filled rock on a high-traffic floor just sounds like a complete disaster waiting to happen.
You totally assumed that, right?
Yeah.
But the UDGA guide points out this really brilliant geological paradox. Travertine is actually harder than limestone.
Wait, really? The hole-filled one is harder.
Yeah. Geologists use the Mohs hardness scale. Travertine ranks around a 4 to 5. That means it's tough enough to easily scratch a solid copper penny.
Oh, wow. And limestone.
Limestone usually sits lower, like a 3 to 4, so it's softer, much easier to scratch.
Okay, but how does that actually work? How does the bubbly sourdough beat the solid block of lasagna?
It's all about how those bonds are forged. Limestone is dense, sure, but the individual bonds of that compressed seafloor dust are relatively soft. Travertine, though, it forms under high heat with rapid mineral crystallization.
Oh, so the heat bakes it harder.
Right, the crystalline structure that builds up around those hot spring bubbles acts like an incredibly rigid microscopic scaffolding. So, yes, it has empty pockets, but the framework itself is remarkably tough.
And I guess that rigid, porous structure pretty much dictates where you should put this stuff in your house.
Oh, absolutely. Because of all those tiny surface holes, travertine has this naturally rugged texture. It gives it massive slip resistance.
Which is huge. Plus, those air pockets mean it doesn't trap heat, right? So it stays surprisingly cool under direct sun.
Making it the absolute ultimate choice for an outdoor pool deck or a patio. You get a surface that won't burn your bare feet, and it actually provides grip when it's wet.
That makes total sense. Whereas limestone's dense, smooth finish lacks that heavy texture.
Right, it doesn't offer the same grip or thermal properties, but what it does deliver is this much calmer, highly refined aesthetic. It's perfect for elegant indoor floors or, modern bathrooms.
Well, let's talk about the bathrooms and kitchens because there is a crucial shared weakness here, that shared chemical makeup, the calcium carbonate.
Yeah, that is their Achilles heel in a typical house.
Because if you spill, say, a splash of lemon juice while cooking, or you use a harsh vinegar-based cleaner, that acid reacts instantly, doesn't it?
Instantly. Both of these stones will etch and dull the finish if you expose them to everyday acids.
So how do you actually maintain them?
Well, the routines are pretty different. Travertine's porous, sponge-like nature means it just drinks up liquids. So you really need to give it a fresh coat of sealant every 1 to 2 years.
Just to block the moisture and stains.
Exactly. But because limestone is denser, you can stretch that maintenance out to every 3 to 5 years. And hey, if you are leaning toward limestone for, say, a living room, the guide highlights this specific cut called fossil limestone.
Oh, I saw that in the guide. It's so cool.
It is. The marine origin is so well preserved that you can literally see intact aquatic fossils and shell impressions right on the surface.
You are literally walking on an ancient geological timeline in your bare feet. I mean, that is just incredible.
It really is a unique way to bring natural history into your home.
So ultimately, choosing between these stones isn't just about picking a color. It's about matching a stone's geological history to your specific lifestyle.
Exactly. Whether you need that cool, grippy texture born from a boiling hot spring or the smooth elegance of an ancient seabed.
Right. But, you know, before we wrap up, there's a wild thought to leave you with. If the limestone we use today is just compressed ancient marine life and travertine is from mineral springs, how might the changing climate and the rising acidity of today's waters actually alter the natural stones forming right now?
Oh, wow. Yeah, what will the stones of the distant future even look like?
Exactly. The countertops a million years from now might tell a much more fragile story. Something for you to ponder. Thanks for jumping into the sources with us today, and we will catch you on the next deep dive.